Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here we are. It is Tuesday afternoon. If you're like me, and quite frankly, a lot like just about everybody, it's a little off, isn't it? No, seriously, everything happens when you've got a Monday off, whether it is for a sad reason, such as Memorial Day, or a happy reason for some other holiday that we're observing and we get the day off. There's just something that happens, man, I'm telling you. We all find ourselves just slightly behind the curveball. And that's kind of what's happening today, so that you know. I always want to be as honest with you as humanly possible. I have mentioned to you that in the past, I have sometimes been, a little too honest. Heidi has taken me to task for that throughout the years. I promise you. But all of that being said, it is a lovely Tuesday afternoon. The rain is falling, and if you like this weather, fantastic, because this is the weather that we have got for, the next week or thereabouts. And it's not going to be much different. I'm telling you, there'll be days that it's a little bit lighter, days that it's a little bit heavier, days that it's a little bit warmer, days that it is a little bit cooler, and all of that being said, all right. But we are dealing with it today. I've got a lot of stuff coming up today, and some of it includes this here little show, and some of it does not. Right. This evening, I am absolutely blessed to report that I will be delivering one of my favorite keynote addresses to the, yes, that's correct, Heidi. My lovely bride is just poking her head in here going, hey, where'd you go? I'm right here. I've got work to do, my dear. But I will be delivering one of my favorite keynote addresses, which is entitled, Why Would Anyone Want to Do That Job? And in fact, that keynote address has grown out of conversations that I have had with Heidi through the years. Heidi has continually asked me, why would anyone do that job? And no, it is not why would anyone do this job of sitting and chatting with a collection of friends? Why would anyone do that job where you're amongst people who many times don't want you there, amongst people who really do not like you? You're in situations where you are seeing just ugly, nasty things on a pretty consistent basis. So why would anyone want to do that job? And I try to explain to her, and then before I could even start, she'd say, for the money? Well, anybody who has ever been a police officer of any sort knows it's certainly not for the money. Benefits? No, not really. What about for the amazing vacation time? And you see where I'm going. There are reasons that you just cannot explain. But if you've ever been drawn to law enforcement as a career, then I guess you don't need to explain. You already know what it is. So that's the speech, the presentation, the keynote, the chat that I'll be having this evening. And I'm really, really excited about it. It gives me a great deal of hope to see so many of these amazing young men and young women who have answered the call and, in fact, are going out to serve and protect us. It makes me feel good because I get to share some stuff that I just feel compelled to share. Some of it goes back a long, long time. My field training officer, one of my earliest partners, I know I've told you about him. I've not used his name, and I still won't use his name, but he shot himself. And so that changed a lot of my perspective on a lot of things. And I will be able to talk about that a little bit this evening. A few other things are happening here inside of Casa Katz, which are totally personal. I mean, they don't necessarily involve anybody else, and there's nothing negative. It's just very challenging. The next couple of days are the final days that Julia will be attending the Hanover County Public Schools. She turns 22. She's turned 22, rather, and she'll be graduating. Now, it means something a little bit different for Julia and her situation than it would for somebody else. First of all, Julia is 22, and she is, quote, graduating from high school. Why? Well, with disabilities, you are allowed to be in the public school systems until you are age 22. And we've kind of joked about it, not Julia, because, again, Julia doesn't really have an awareness of this. But Heidi and I have, and friends of ours have, whose kids have also been in that situation. Well, you know, you're graduating from the 16th grade. Good work. Good work. But after Julia graduates on Saturday, Friday's going to be her last day. But after she graduates on Saturday, boy, things are going to be a little bit different in our household. The good side? Oh, no, there's an upside. The upside is I don't have to get up as early anymore. You know, we get up early to get Julia ready for school. And without a school bus coming and without school in the future, well, we're not getting up that early. But then the question comes up, well, what are we going to do? And what is Julia going to do? And that is, to put it mildly, a very, very heavy lift. A very heavy lift. And we don't have the answers to that. You might have suggestions, and you're always welcome to send me your suggestions on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Maybe you're involved in a really good day program. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter, a niece, nephew, grandchild with challenges and special needs and disabilities and whatever other terms we're using these days. But you might have a good idea. So seriously, send it to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I would love to hear what your insight is, what your experiences are. So that's been something that we are dealing with. And I also have a big, gigantic, positive announcement, but I can't announce it. And it's nothing to do with the Radio Factory. And it's nothing to do with anything except that it is really, from my point of view, going to be an absolute game changer and life changer. No, I'm not. Stop it. Jeremy is already thinking, well, you're going, aren't you? No, and here's Jeremy working on all this stuff to make this show achieve a certain level of mediocrity each and every day. Well, you know my policy. If you set the bar lower, it is so much easier to hit it. But Jeremy is always doing extra work and making it sound better than it should. So thanks, Germ. But I promise you, nothing bad happening anywhere at any time. And I'm not picking up and moving or there's nothing. I swear to you, it's all good. But it's one of those things I've been asked not to share by the folks who have shared it with me. And so I can't share it yet because they said don't share it. So I'm not going to share it, but I have shared it inside my house. And Heidi is excited and I'm just over the moon. And yeah, you know what? If you've been, actually, you might be able to figure out some of it. If you've been with me for a while, you know, there's certain things I've always wanted to do. There's certain things that I think are vitally important. There's certain things I've wanted to achieve. So maybe it could be one of those things. You never, ever, ever, ever know. That's all I'm saying. But all of that being said, there's just a lot of stuff that is going on. And of course, we just came through Memorial Day. I know we were talking about it in the last hour, but I again want to thank my friends over there at the Virginia War Memorial. Such a great collection of people, whether it is Dr. Clay Mountcastle, who's, I mean, he's the guy, nobody better than Clay. But there's just so many great things. And yesterday I was so honored. I had post number 11. There were a number of us who had been invited quite some time ago to read the names of the fallen, our Virginia heroes who are enshrined on the Shrine of Memory at the Virginia War Memorial. There's almost 12,000 names there. And a number of us were asked, would you come down? Because we are going to say their names. It was a marathon. We started, I want to say, probably around noonish. I don't know what time the last person concluded. I think it was around midnight. And each of us were assigned to read a chunk of names. To have been asked to do that was just mind-blowing and humbling and such an honor. And I know I mentioned that before, but I keep coming back to it. There are certain things that I've done throughout my life that I believe will always be with me one way or another. And being part of that, the first ever Say Their Names Marathon at the Virginia War Memorial, is certainly, certainly going to be on that list. You make no mistake about that. And I said I had post number 11. Post number one, the first person to do it, of course, was designated as Governor Glenn Youngkin. And we had the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and some of the board members of the Virginia War Memorial and the War Memorial Foundation. And then there was me. And I got to tell you, I may speak for a living, but you get there and you realize you are charged with reading names of real heroes. Kids, in many ways, I mean, 18, 19 years old, who gave it all, left it all. And we can never, ever truly repay their debt. But the very least we can do is to say their names. And I hope that this is not a one-time thing. I hope it becomes an annual event. If you simply want to go to the Virginia War Memorial and read some of the names, as you should, you can do it. Virginia War Memorial is always open, and it's free, and it's just an amazing, amazing place. Our friend William Burnett was with us the other day. He is running for sheriff in the city of Richmond. My humble opinion, this is the last chance to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It is an absolute abomination as a result of terribly gross mismanagement on the part of the current sheriff. And so we will revisit this chat with William Burnett. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.